this shopping season immediately after everybody got done giving thanks. Life can be complicated. We all know that. We talked about that some last time. People can use an assistant, and so that's what they're trying to market. Have you seen this? This is the Amazon Echo Dot. The Amazon Echo Dot is the home of Amazon's artificial intelligence assistant, Alexa. Alexa will answer all kind of questions you can ask her. She will play music when you ask her. She will even order things that you might need around the house if you have credit card information and a shipping address stored on your Amazon account, and you just ask her. On Black Friday, you could buy one of these for $24. They'd ship it to your house. You could plug it in, hook it up to your Wi-Fi, and you're good to go. Google, not to be outdone. They want their piece of the pie. Everybody wants to help make your life simpler. So Google has the Google Home Mini. Answers questions, controls smart home devices. You can change the temperature in your house. You can turn your alarm system off and on. All you got to do is hook all that stuff in there. It'll play music just the same as Alexa. A little bit more expensive, $25. The Amazon Echo Look. This one kind of freaked me out a little bit. I don't know if you can see. There's a camera on that thing, and it just kind of sits there. I'm just going to read what the review said on this. The Echo Look is a smart selfie camera that does more than take photos. It can offer fashion and shopping advice based on your personal style, which it will extrapolate from past purchases. If you're struggling to nail down the look you're going for, just ask Alexa for help. The Echo Look normally sells for $200. Black Friday, $50. All yours. Never have to worry about trying to find that perfect outfit again. The Amazon Look, it's got your back. Now, Facebook Portal and Portal Plus. This features a forward-facing AI-controlled camera that will pan and zoom to follow you as you walk through the room. It has a 140-degree field of vision, an omnidirectional microphone to capture sound from anywhere in a room. You really can't escape this thing. Once you set it up, it knows right where you are. It's also got Alexa, just in case you needed somebody to talk to. $250. That's your bargain price on Black Friday. I don't know if y'all are familiar with this one or not. This is a telescreen. Telescreens are installed and monitored by the Ingsoc government of Oceania. They transmit and receive simultaneously. That's a prime selling feature. They are sensitive enough to detect changes in the human heartbeat. They're provided free of charge by the government. If you're familiar with George Orwell's book, 1984, you may be familiar with the idea of the telescreen. They can't be turned off. They don't have power buttons. But are these things really helpful? I mean, they're billed as assistants, right? They're billed as ways to make your life easier, get you the things that you need, help you communicate better with people, put you more in touch with other people, make those social bonds even stronger. But I mean, this kind of help versus what? I mean, it's a corporation always listening, knowing where you are, what you're doing. I mean, does this make things easier or does this complicate things more? Man's creation, these, is a pale imitation of man's creator. Hebrews 4, 12 through 13. We've been talking about assistance and ways to make things easier, get answers. For the word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword and piercing as far as the division of soul and spirit, of both joints and marrow, and able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart. And there is no creature hidden from his sight, but all things are open and laid bare to the eyes of him with whom we have to do. God sees all. God knows all. There's no hiding from God. God sees the truth. 1 Thessalonians 5:16 through 18. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. 1 John 5:14 and 15. This is the confidence which we have before him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have the requests which we have asked from him. 1 Kings 18 verse 27. I love this story. It came about at noon that Elijah mocked them, the priests of Baal, and said, "Call out with a loud voice, for he's a god. Either he is occupied or gone aside or is on a journey, or perhaps he is asleep and needs to be awakened." And then the end of that, when midday was past, they raved until the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice, but there was no voice, no one answered, and no one paid attention. Matthew 10, 29 through 31. You need somebody to pay attention. You need somebody to connect with. You need somebody to give you answers. Are not two sparrows sold for a cent, and yet not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father? But the very hairs of your head are all numbered, so do not fear. You are more valuable than many sparrows. The one who, in that first verse, that's able to pierce sharper than a two-edged sword, that goes right to the heart of things, knows the numbers of hair on your head. God always has his attention turned toward us. Psalm 55, 16, and 17, "As for me, I shall call upon God, and the Lord will save me. Evening and morning and at noon, I will complain and murmur, and he will hear my voice." God is always listening. We always have his attention. All we have to do is direct our voices to him. We can be that kid that's in that room with the mom and dad that are sitting there listening, but the kid walks in, he's like, "Man, I'm hungry." And not talking to anybody. But if he goes to his mom or his dad and says, "Hey, mom, dad, I'm kind of hungry." Well, odds are he's going to get a little something to eat, at least what he needs. He's going to get an answer for sure. Hebrews 4, 14 through 16. This is what we have. The world tries to sell us all kind of stuff. The world tries to make us feel comfortable, tries to make us connected, tries to give us all these things to satisfy that itch. But this is what we have, and we already have it. "Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who has been tempted in all things as we are, yet without sin. Therefore, let us draw near with confidence to the throne of grace, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need." It was the Black Friday many, many years ago. That's when the debt was paid. And there was a mob there, but they weren't at Walmart. But they were screaming and shouting for blood. And that's what they got. And once and for all, that debt was paid. That gap was bridged. The world gets fascinated by these things. From the very beginning of time, you look in the New Testament in Paul's trips. You know, he's getting run out of towns because the people who made the idols are saying, this guy's bad for business. You know, everybody's hooked on our idols. But here comes this guy saying, don't pray to an idol. We got to run him out. This is nothing new. None of this is new. The world's been hooked on this for forever. We love the idea of somebody to help us solve our problems. And we so many times ignore the one who can. We have a great high priest. His name is Jesus. On Pentecost, Jews heard about this, and they were pierced to the heart. Now, I'm going to have a young man come up here, and I'm going to let him tell you what their response was and what Peter told them. Tim?
Peter told them to repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for forgiveness of your sins, so you can receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, as it states in Acts 2:38. And there are two reasons and one command in that one verse. The command is, be baptized, and every one of you. Oh, he wants everyone to be baptized. And the two reasons are, repent. If you don't repent, you can't get to heaven. And if you don't have the Holy Spirit, you don't get to heaven. And if you repent and be baptized, you get the Holy Spirit and are free from your sins. You can't have just one and get to heaven. Have to have both.
Thank y'all for listening. And if there's anything that we can do for you as a church, if you need to come in contact with the blood of Jesus through baptism, repent of your sins, and be baptized and get that gift of the Holy Spirit, we can do that for you right now. If you've been baptized and you need to have a conversation, there's something you need to talk about or you need prayer, we can do that for you too. We would love to, if you would come as we stand and as we sing.